This is our league, and this is your league. From the 55-yard line on CFL America Radio and the Sports History Network.
Stand by, 15 seconds to air. Stand by, all cameras and videotape.
Ready with your opening graphics. Stand by, Howard. Here we come, Frank. Ready, Don.
Stand by, audio, your opening music, and roll tape.
Take tape.
Somebody calls you a chicken, you automatically take offense to it. I have been up close and personal with chickens. Roosters are some of the most bravest animals in the animal kingdom. They look after the whole flock. If you ever see a rooster, you ever see the way he walks around the chicken coop, he has confidence. He has confidence in himself, confidence in the group and the team.
The Denver Broncos finished 2015 at the top of the NFL's pecking order. Von Miller earned the Super Bowl MVP and completed a two-year journey from the low point of his career. Miller's 2013 season began with a failed drug test and only grew worse.
Growing from the Von that I was to the Von that I needed to be, you know, I had trouble with that, and I was suspended for 6 games, and they tear ACL right after that. And I remember looking at my leg like, I don't know how I'm going to ever be able to get back from this. And I'm thinking about the suspension, how I'm getting the trust back from my organization to be the type of player that I was before.
Without Miller, the Broncos reached Super Bowl 48, but they failed to sack Russell Wilson a single time. In free agency, John Elway added linebacker DeMarcus Ware and his 117 career sacks.
Growing up in Dallas, I had idolized DeMarcus my whole entire life. And to get him on my team, to get him in my life at that moment, it was really no other way that it could have been planned or written, or the story couldn't have been any sweeter.
But if the back's over there, you're going to get a chip, but you got underneath.
Rocking up.
It's going to the nickel. It's going to Roby.
He was one of those guys where I'm like, you know, I really just took up under my wing. He was like a brother to me because he's that pass rusher. It's that, like, that fraternity of rushers. That's just what we do.
And I remember asking him about moves. I remember asking him about, I don't have any kids. I remember asking him about, you know, fatherhood and what that means to him.
But then also he did a lot for me. You're at that tail end of your career, and you see yourself in somebody else. You see that fire. You see that you know, tenacity that he brings to the game. And then guess what? You're like, you know what? I know exactly what I need to do.
In 2014, Ware and Miller combined for 24 sacks. Denver's defense improved from 19th to 3rd in the NFL. But the team was still upset in the divisional round of the playoffs.
I think the team wasn't ready yet. I mean, you had the athletes, but you didn't have a big conglomerate of guys come together with the same mentality.
In 2015, new head coach Gary Kubiak brought a new mentality with him to Broncos headquarters.
The first day we just started working out, there was a banner up there that said, "Iron sharpens iron." I said, what goes with that is another man sharpens another.
That was important, you know, holding guys accountable, but also encouraging each other, trying to make each player better. And there's no doubt that DeMarcus and Vaughn made each other better.
Since Peyton Manning arrived in Denver in 2012, no NFL offense was better. And Manning did it while adjusting to a neck injury that ended his tenure with the Colts.
Manning has had 4 medical procedures in just 19 months, rendering his neck almost bionic. Nerve damage repaired, 2 vertebrae fused, even experimental stem cell treatments performed in Europe just this past summer.
The surgery kind of healed the pain I was having in my neck and upper shoulder area, but it did leave a lot of weakness and some permanent numbness, tingling in my right index finger and in my thumb. I had a doctor tell me, hey, you never know, you might wake up tomorrow and it's going to all be back, your strength and the feeling in your fingers. And I was waking up every day thinking today's the day. And around 1 o'clock in the afternoon every day, I was like, today is not the day. It's kind of it's a disappointing way to go through each day.
Attack, 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 attack.
I had the same offensive system for all 14 years in Indianapolis. And when I got here to Denver, it was a hybrid offense of plays that they wanted to run, but also plays that I had run before. And that was really important because I was kind of having to learn to play football in a different way physically. It would have been hard to also have to learn to play football a new way mentally at the same time. I'm not sure I could have done that.
In 2015, Manning faced the challenge of learning Gary Kubiak's new offense.
When Coach Kubiak came in, I knew it wasn't just me learning this new offense. There was a lot of guys thinking in that huddle. And there's an old saying, if you're thinking a lot out there, you're probably not playing as fast as you would like to. So that was our goal, is to try to get to thinking less, playing faster. But that was not happening all the time. That was going to be a process.
Fully grasping the new offense would take time. But Ware was already familiar with Wade Phillips' defense.
When they brought Wade in as a defensive coordinator, it was like, I'm back home.
You got to keep your eyes up on this other quarterback now. You got to run around.
Yeah. I knew how aggressive his defense was. I knew it was going to fit perfect.
Pressure, throws on the run. Tlaib's got the interception. Tlaib is loose. Here we go, Tlaib, 25, 20, cuts up inside, 15, 10, 5, to the house. And the Broncos in front, 15-13. Holy cow, 36 seconds on the clock.
Flacco lobs the ball inside the 10.
Flacco, close one for Gilmore. Gilmore's battled for and intercepted. Darian Stewart.
Well, it lacked offense, but it sure didn't lack drama.
Let's go, 18. Let's go there. Put that showdown, baby. Thursday showdown, baby. Let's get it. Let's get it.
You know, Peyton's the sheriff. I mean, he, you know, calls the plays. He, you know, changes things. He does a lot of audibles. But with Kubiak, it's like, this right here is how we're going to run it. We need to be consistent. We control the clock. So it's all like a formula.
But the formula could be flexible. After early struggles against the Chiefs,
Peyton quick throw, pass intercepted.
Kubiak gave Manning more freedom.
I turned it over early, gave them a lead, 14-0. Not the ideal way to go and win the game. I can just remember Coach Kubiak and Coach Dennison just saying, hey, we might have to throw it every time, but we have to open things up, get things going, try to find a way to win this game.
wide open to the 10, to the 5. There's the first offensive touchdown of the season. And the Broncos, after trailing 14-0, have come back with two touchdowns in 1 minute and 43 seconds.
40 seconds left in the game, and the Chiefs leading 24-17.
Touchdown, Denver, Emmanuel Sanders. A laser from Manning.
You know, now the Chiefs, let's say if they had 20 seconds, they're trying to drive to go get a field goal. And I think we were down there on their side, and they were at, like, the 30-yard line.
My gut says he hands it off.
He's going to hands it off.
How many timeouts do we have? And we have no timeouts.
Okay, run it and run the clock out.
Yep. Jamal Charles, and he runs head first. And the ball's knocked free, and the ball is picked up.
And I'm like, run.
Bradley Roby picks up the fumble and scores.
And I'm like, how did that happen?
It was the beginning of a season where iron sharpened iron. And injuries on the horizon would make it far from dull.
All right, Brandon, I'm not much for speeches, right? Let's go.
On the way to a 6-0 start, Denver forced 16 turnovers and scored 4 defensive touchdowns.
Akeem Tlaib, his second touchdown this season.
Hit by Vaughn Miller, he fumbled the ball away. He ripped the ball right out of Carr's hand.
With so many plays to celebrate, Vaughn Miller turned to the Comedy Central show Key and Peele for help.
Hingham McCreganberry is a guy that has some of the best celebrations in football.
Oh, see, now there's two pumps.
Yeah, he's really testing the boundaries, and he's clearly gotten the ref's attention here.
A third pump will draw a flag no matter what. See, he just did it again.
You're allowed to do two pumps. I kind of took it over the hump. I did like 8, 9, 10 pumps.
He just kept going and going and going, and I'm looking at him like, I know he's going to get fined. I know it.
But the fans loved it. My fans love Hingham McCringleberry. Walking around all the time, I see little kids just, yeah. So that makes me happy. That makes me feel warm inside. But, you know, getting a fine from the NFL is not so much fun.
The Week 8 celebration of the Broncos' 97 Super Bowl champions was less risque, and it inspired DeMarcus Ware.
And I said, look at those guys right there. They won the Super Bowl, and it's forever. That's forever. And the guys were just like, man, we want to do that.
Rodgers lost it as DeMarcus Ware was in quickly. It's still free. Going to be picked up by a Packer, and this will be a safety.
I felt like the game against Green Bay was probably a breakout game for us offensively. Kind of gave us the idea that maybe we are about to pick up some of the slack and not just have our defense out in front all the time. Offense could kind of catch up, maybe not quite to them, but be better and score more points.
And the Broncos remain unbeaten.
We were undefeated at that point. We had to remind ourselves of that a little bit. Because people could kind of create almost like you had two different teams. You had the Broncos offense was 2-5, but the Broncos defense was 7-0. No, that's not true. Actually, we're all 7-0.
Hey, remember what happened last year, man? This came to our house, sent us home. Yeah. Sent us home for the year.
The Broncos were searching for revenge for the previous year's playoff loss, but an injury sent DeMarcus Ware to the sidelines.
I had back spasms, and then, you know, the docs come in. I try to move around. And they're like, no, you're out of the game. You know me, I get, like, furious. Like, upset, mad. We have to win this game.
The injury bug was not done biting the Broncos.
I got injured actually on a play, actually a successful play. I threw a long pass to Owen Daniels.
He's got a home run ball to Daniels on a deep crossing route. Owen Daniels is there.
But I felt something in my foot.
Wait.
They start from their own 33, Colts leading by 3. The ball is going to be intercepted at the 48. Reset it! Game over!
is over in Indianapolis, and so is the unbeaten streak of the Denver Broncos.
Denver would lose DeMarcus Ware for 6 weeks with his back injury. And Manning partially tore the plantar fascia in his left foot.
I never missed a Wednesday and a Thursday, ever in my career. And I did not practice on Wednesday and Thursday.
Is it concerning at all, or how concerned are you about
that? You got some action on this game, or what's the... Went out there Friday to practice. I had another injury that kind of occurred during the practice. I had a rib injury, of all things, that kind of showed up. And I remember kind of saying, boy, I hope this isn't what I think's happening. I hope my body's just not all of a sudden falling apart.
Hey, Gene.
Good to see you,
baby. Hey, pal.
You all right?
I'm good.
Good. You look great.
Thank you.
Take a little history today. All right? Stay healthy.
Thanks.
Pretty strong. Man.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Omaha!
Peyton Bucks to throw a quick throw in the flat, caught by Ronnie Hill. Peyton Manning now has the most passing yards in NFL history as he eclipses Brett Favre's mark of 71,838.
One of the best that's ever buckled up a chin strap, and that deserves an ovation.
Peyton, I'm in a tree stand. Yeah, you've interrupted me again. Anyway, man, I'm very happy for you. Congrats. But now you have to take them all away.
But after Manning hunted down Brett Favre's record, the mood shifted from celebration to frustration. Kansas City forced 5 Denver turnovers.
Easy to say looking back, but did not play well. Combination of not feeling well, probably not being as prepared as I normally was for a game because of the practice repetitions, was not a good game. And ended up, not playing in the second half and not being able to play for another 6 weeks after that.
I can't see you out there and get you hurt. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Peyton Manning is out of the game. Brock Osweiler will be the quarterback for the Broncos.
Okay. All right. So I got you. I got your back. All right. Okay. We'll get through it. Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Let's go, man. Good luck.
Thank you.
We had like a roasting. He was like, you know what? How many rushing yards did I have in college? And everybody was like puzzled. And he was like, I had a negative 12 rushing yards in college. I said, wow. And he was like, DeMarcus, do you remember when you played for the Dallas Cowboys and I was on the goal line and I knew you was going to go play the cutback because you thought I wasn't going to boot.
They run it, Moreno behind Mitch Unrein, and actually Peyton Manning with a play fake.
I tell him, you run about 10 miles an hour, Peyton. And we go back and forth. He's like, you know what, I'm going to tell you something, DeMarcus. That's what he said. I'm going to tell you something, DeMarcus. I ran fast enough.
Speed was not the first priority as Peyton Manning and DeMarcus Ware recovered from injuries.
I needed time to get healthy. I was going to be, 2 weeks in a cast and then, time after that to kind of see how your foot feels.
Brock Osweiler made the first starts of his career, and Ware's role was filled by young linebackers Shaq Barrett and Shane Ray.
I'm like, hey, Brock, Shaq, Shane is going to do what they need to do to win games. If we don't come back 100%, we need to let those guys keep going. The captains need to be back. And we need to be back full.
Ware and Manning remained sidelined when the team hosted the defending Super Bowl champions.
I had to watch the game in the equipment room due to my cast. It was tough. You can hear the crowd roaring. You can hear the crowd screaming and cheering, but you're not able to be out there and be a part of it. It's easy to be in a good mood, to be a good leader when you're playing. How good of a leader are you still when you're not playing?
It was just that type of vibe that Peyton Manning had about him that helped everybody out in the locker room. Iron sharpens iron.
You know, Brock, you need to make sure you look this side on cover two.
And then they go back out there and we're watching the game. I'm like, oh, they changed it. Yeah, man. And he's like, he, you know, looked on the backside of cover too.
Back of the end zone, Caldwell, touchdown Denver. And some big time throws by Brock Osweiler.
Even though me and Marcus speak the same language, he's just a wizard. He was telling me, like, you know, when you come, you just gotta keep coming. You're gonna punch you, you're gonna punch you first. You know, swipe the hand and come underneath. And I ended up making a sack in overtime.
New England and Denver tied at 24. Second series of this overtime period.
Here comes C.J. Anderson running behind a wall of blockers. C.J.'s on the loose. C.J. was one to beat. Down the sideline. C.J. Anderson to the house. Denver wins it.
I was happy for Brock, you know, significant win for his early quarterback football career, and knew it was going to put us in a great position. I mean, I played in a lot of games against New England when the winner of that game was going to be the one who probably was going to host the other team in the playoff game.
But the Broncos would need to clinch a playoff berth first. After beginning the season 7-0, Denver lost four of its next seven games, including back-to-back losses to the Raiders and Steelers. Ware returned from his back injury in Week 16 and provided a welcome boost in overtime.
What Tlaib does is the hand signal, and then he's going to cover the guy a little bit longer. And so he looks at me like, DeMarcus, you better get there. There was like that, something that was missing that you can't get if you're not playing. Bones like, hey, go to the left side and rush over there. They're not used to you rushing on the left side. And so all of a sudden, I like jumped the count and got off the ball. And I see him like catch the ball, and he looks at me like, oh, shh.
DeMarcus Ware has it. It's over in Denver.
I'm like, we won the game. I can't believe we won the game. This is what I was made for. This is the reason why I play.
That's the playoffs. The playoffs right there. There they go.
As Peyton Manning's foot improved, his recovery shifted from the training room to early morning private practice sessions.
I did do a lot of my rehab throwing with some receivers who necessarily didn't have to be in meetings, like Jordan Taylor, who's a practice squad receiver. Brooks, our field guy, doesn't run quite as good as he used to when he played in high school. Mike Harrington, our equipment manager, was my center, and then Chris Kirshner was videoing it so we could kind of study ourselves. Somebody asked me, why are we filming this? I mean, you know, who's watching this? And I just remember saying, well, there's one way to find out. Found out later that night that Coach Kubiak was watching the film.
In Week 17, Manning was back in uniform, but not the starting lineup.
I had not been a backup quarterback in 22 years since my freshman year, 1994. I wanted to be out there to help Brock if I could, to help anybody else. And then we just had a bunch of bad breaks, had some tip balls. They caught us on one blitz, and Coach Kubiak asked me at halftime if I was ready, and then he said, be ready in the second half, let's see what happens.
And Peyton, he was ready, but didn't nobody know that but Peyton. And I look at him, and he looks at me, and like he smiles. I'm like, what is this idiot smiling about? We're like losing a game. And Peyton starts running out there. And I seen a smile on his face. He was like, I'm back. I'm back.
Here comes Peyton Manning. Not on a white horse. That would be too dramatic.
You just heard, like, the fans go crazy. Every single thing that Peyton did, you know, he could hand the ball off. And they go,
Here he goes.
To get back onto the field was fun. You know, that's where I was used to being.
The Broncos are the number one seed in the AFC.
It was us getting our leader back, us getting our team back how it was supposed to be.
to be out there as a starting quarterback. Certainly, I was looking forward to that, starting off this playoff run.
Playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in the second round of the playoffs after our bye, I kind of had to put my mind at ease. I go see Star Wars, it just came out. I'm on a strict diet, so I really don't even eat junk food like that. But I get into the movies, you kind of see the icy and, you know, mozzarella sticks and all this candy and stuff. So I grab that and I eat it and just, you know, I just wasn't feeling right.
And then all of a sudden, I'm going to an interview during the day and they're like, you know, Vaughn, did you know Vaughn got sick? I said, yeah, I know he's sick. He wasn't practicing today. They said he got sick off mozzarella sticks. And I thought, I said, what kind of cheese is in mozzarella sticks?
Denver faced even bigger questions against the Steelers. Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown were out with injuries. Ben Roethlisberger nursed a hurt shoulder. And the Broncos' defense still struggled.
Toussaint weaving through traffic and now spinning for a first down and more. Look at the balance by Toussaint.
The Steelers seemingly ran through every Broncos defender and anyone else who might have been in the way.
Ooh, Wade Phillips got taken down.
Did you see Wade on the sideline? He was looking like, whoa. And I think the next couple of pressures, the next couple of plays that he called was all pressures, all blitz. All blitzes, you know, he wanted to get back in. Sure.
But even with the Broncos appearing down, Pittsburgh could not fully take advantage.
Payton now to avoid the sack, and they're saying he wasn't touched by Allen. He got back up and threw a strike to Emmanuel Sanders.
Not the most graceful-looking play. One of those plays that when you get watch the film the next day, it's like, well, I wish we could just fast-forward through that. I remember Mike Tomlin giving that referee an earful, saying that I was down or giving myself up, and I think there may be a rule change, which, you know, it's always an honor to be a part of a rule change. You know, maybe have my name on the rule change, if you will.
DeMarcus Ware had his own slip-up in the fourth quarter.
Game clock under 10 minutes.
13-12, Pittsburgh over Denver.
I thought it was going to be a bootleg, so I ran up the field, and the tackle was just like, threw me up the field. And I'm like, holy crap, there was a wrong play. I read the wrong play. It was a run instead of a pass. I spin back around, I'm going full speed trying to run in pursuit, and the ball is right down the ground.
Here's a handoff to Toussaint. Ball is on the ground and recovered by Ware.
From that play, you see everybody on the team just start like getting really pumped.
Feel that! Feel that energy, baby!
You gotta score on this one right here, though. Let's go and get this too.
Hands it off CJ Anderson. CJ to the goal line, to the end zone. Touchdown, Denver!
Stadium is shaking.
Listen to him.
Fourth and five at their own 43.
This is the game. Roethlisberger deep drop, pumps it, and he pulls away, and it's going to be stand. Denver wins it. They advance to the AFC Championship game where they will face the New England Patriots.
The night before the AFC Championship game, DeMarcus Ware reminded the Broncos of their season's motto.
I said, we always talked about iron sharpens iron and another man sharpens another. The only way that we melted that iron down is we've made it really hot through all this adversity we've been through. But the only way you make it hard is if you beat that iron into something that's better and bigger.
I don't know if you see the goosebumps on my face, but he reached in his bag and he pulled out the Lombardi Trophy and he slammed it on the table.
And I said, this right here is what we've built from all that metal that we've melted down this whole season. Somebody's here trying to take our jewel.
For the fifth straight year, the AFC Championship featured Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Those guys have been a huge part of my football career. I've always played against Bill Belichick, you know, for all 18 years, and then, you know, Tom for 16 out of the 18. You knew it was going to go down to the wire.
Play fake, Peyton rolling to his right. I think Peyton's foot is fine.
Wow.
I think everybody's surprised on that play, including the Patriots. Pumps once, throws. He's got Daniels there.
During the course of the week, Owen was pretty quick on this route and just kind of made a quick fake. So I was like, I got to get the ball up, you know, super quick. And we get to the game, and he really sells the route. And I kind of double clutch, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, he's running this great route. I'm ready to throw. Hope I don't overthrow him.
His throws were vintage Manning. His run was not.
He never runs. To see him run is like a deer with headlights. And then see him run 12 yards, I say, you know what? He wants it. He really wants this game. And we can see like, Pray, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Let's go, baby. Hey, it's gonna be on us. Yeah, yeah.
I got to Brady one time, I got to him, you know, second time. And Malik, he said something to me. DeMarcus, I'm just gonna hold a guard for you. And you just rush the passer, you get there. He said, this is your game.
He's gonna be hit and sacked. DeMarcus Ware.
What we got? Outside, rushing. Oh, yeah.
Snap to Brady, a little bit off. Brady at the goal line, be hit and sacked. Von Miller, a torpedo. Like a lightning bolt.
If you don't like it, boys, you don't like it.
No, you don't.
Wade Phillips thought Tom Brady would like Von Miller in coverage even less.
When he told me I was going to be guarding Gronkowski one-on-one, I kind of looked at him like, you've been listening to me this whole time, and you're going to pick today to listen to Von. And I remember him taking a little out route, and instead of me man-turning with him, I flipped to the outside, something that I haven't done all week. I haven't done that. And I just remember like, no, you're not supposed to do this. I remember looking back at Tom Brady, and I just tried to run back to my area.
Throws pass, gonna be intercepted. Von Miller with the pick.
In the first half, the Broncos held Tom Brady to 87 passing yards, no touchdowns, and two interceptions. But the game remained close deep into the fourth quarter.
One more stop, right? One more stop.
1 minute, 52 seconds remain in the fourth quarter of the AFC Championship. Denver 20, the Patriots 12. Pops steps up. Thomas going to be hit. He throws the ball, landing incomplete as he was drilled from behind by DeMarcus Ware. Brady spun down. DeMarcus Ware. It's been the story all afternoon. The Denver Broncos forcing New England now into a fourth down and 10.
Wide, 27.
Snap to Brady. Stands and throws down the right seam for Gronkowski. He makes the catch at the 15. Tumbling to the 10.
I just wanted to kick the ball out of his, hands.
I'm like, this is Brady. I can't let him win this game because he's done this his whole career. He's not doing it this year.
The difference right now is a touchdown and a two-point conversion. 17 seconds to go.
Brady hangs on to his last gasp.
Touchdown, Patriots! Two-point game with 12 seconds to go.
You know, that was the first time I felt nervous, you know, all season.
DeMarcus Ware was breathing down Brady's neck on the touchdown. With the Patriots lining up for a game-tying two-point try, Ware needed a second wind.
I was gassed. I couldn't do one more play. I was like laid out there on the field. Something in my mind just was like, just go out there. So I just ran out there. I'm talking about lethargic. Couldn't even go out there on the play. I'm like, I gotta go. And all of a sudden I see Wade Phillips. He says, timeout. And I said, they got the confidence in me that I'm gonna get out there and I'm gonna do it again.
The timeout carried enormous risk. It gave Bill Belichick and Tom Brady more time to plan.
Two-point conversion for the tie. Snap to Brady. All out pressure. Brady going to his right. Brady throws past the defender. And he stepped
out. He had to unload it because Ware was all over him.
The Broncos are going to Super Bowl 50.
I pointed at Wade. I was like, thank you.
Wade Phillips made sure DeMarcus Ware had one play left in him. Peyton Manning had one more game.
Hey, listen, this may be my last rodeo, so it's sure has been a pleasure.
You're a great competitor. You're a hell of a player. Good luck always.
Thanks very much.
In the pregame of Super Bowl 50, practice squad receiver Jordan Taylor remained the iron that kept Peyton Manning sharp.
Even though I was starting now, I didn't forget all I had been through to get to that point. In the pregame of Super Bowl 50, just like in the pregame of the Patriots game, the Steelers game, and the Chargers game, I went out there to throw with old Jordan Taylor. It was somewhat symbolic. These were the guys that kind of helped me get through this injury situation. And so now that I was back out there playing, I wasn't about to say, hey, I've moved on. I'm going to throw a Demarius and Emmanuel now. I've moved on. I stuck with those guys that really helped me through some tough times.
I love you,
man. You too, man. Let's go. Cut it loose.
I'm happy you're my quarterback, man. I'm happy I met you.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
The Panthers have come off two butt kickings over two really good teams where they just dominated and got up early. For us to come out and to try to get the lead, just to sort of change the way they had played these previous two games was important. Came out, Owen on the first play. Hit Bubba Caldwell down the right sideline for a key third down drive. Ended up, getting a field goal.
First time in postseason that the Panthers have trailed.
Carolina quarterback Cam Newton was the first pick in the 2011 draft. Von Miller was second and did not forget about it.
I remember just looking at Cam like, I wanted him to look back at me. I wanted him to feel my presence the whole game. I was 30 seconds after you in the draft. I'm going to be 2 seconds behind you in this game. I can see the play clock just as well as a quarterback could. So I remember seeing it getting down to three, checking over to the quarterback, see if they snapped this at two, and I'm like, I'm going on the very next down. And I'm running towards Cam, and I'm like, please don't throw the ball. I'm gonna get the ball.
Denver was not taking any chances with a 13-7 halftime lead.
I can stay on the ball and run some clock.
Yeah, that's fine too. I'm glad
we got it. Maybe earlier in my career, I would have had a chess match with Luke Kuechly if I was doing the things that I used to do. Used to have those matchups with Zach Thomas and Ray Lewis.
Our quarterback checked out of the pass.
Manning is smart. I mean, his arm may not be as live as it once was, but he knows when to just get on the football and not try to make a heroic statement.
That's the game you got to play the rest of the way out as long as we hold them.
Yep. it was a good reminder of me that I was kind of in a different place. Wasn't being asked to do, you know, some of those things. Didn't have to maybe carry as much on my shoulders and allow other guys to do their parts in order to help us win this game.
Denver put the game in the hands of Von Miller and the defense.
Someone ready? Ready?
Newton in the gun, sets up to throw, right side. Incomplete pass.
How about that? Von Miller, the pass rusher, taking a wide receiver down the field.
So I got up and I was excited and I kind of like celebrated and I hyperextended my left leg. I remember the feeling I had in my left knee being similar to the feeling I had in my right knee when I tore my ACL.
All right, Von.
My left knee, I hyperextended.
Yeah. I remember asking Dr. Boblik, you know, is my ACL good? He's like, you good to go. And I just let it go, got back in the game, put a sleeve on, and was able to make another play on Cam.
Come on, D. Lock up, focus. I'll be with him dead all year. Focus.
4:16 to play.
Third and nine. Will Denver pressure here?
Super Bowl 50 getting tense.
They rush four. In the pocket is good. Ball's knocked out of his hands. It bounces around. And I think Denver's got it. Von Miller again.
To go in there and make the sack. And then to still be conscious to get the ball and throw it back to the end zone. That is a heck of a mindset. I didn't have that mindset, but if you want to put it on me, I'm okay with that too, because that is a elite level of thinking.
First and goal, handoff, CJ Anderson, left guard into Kuechly, second effort to the goal line. Right, throws right, and the two-point conversion is good. The Denver Broncos are world champions. They have just won Super Bowl 50.
Yeah, I like that. But the defensive player, they can't, bad accuracy.
I got a ring, you got one too. I got a ring, you got one too. I got a ring, you got one too.
Put your shirt on, baby boy. Put your shirt on, baby boy.
That's a heavy for you, bro.
Marshall, how's it going, buddy?
Having the same ring as Peyton and DeMarcus holds more weight to me than the MVP trophy. The events that I wear, too, it'd have to be special events like when my teammates get married. It has to be a moment where we can all link up like Captain Planet, put our rings together, and with our powers combined, we are Super Bowl 50 champs.
Once everything was celebrated on the field, we go to the locker room, and I see the trophy. It was on my locker. They stuck it right there in my locker. I looked at it. And it said Super Bowl 50 on there. And I said, this right here is what I work for. This is the iron sharpens iron. This is what we built. And then my son and daughter, they're saying, you know, Daddy, you're a champion. Daddy, you're a champion. And I just, you know, teared up a little bit because it wasn't about me at that time. It was about, you know, that legacy you leave for them and them being there, able to experience that.
Our kids both told me during the weeks leading up to that, really, really want you to win that trophy, Dad.
After a season where Peyton Manning worked so hard to return, he was now ready to leave the game forever.
Can't throw as well as I used to, can't move or run as well as I used to, but I've always had pretty good timing. I never had my timing taken away from me, so it felt like the right time, and just very grateful. I think I'll always be welcome in Omaha.